السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. مے اللہ ایکسیپٹ اور لٹل عبادات اور قرآن شریف ریسائٹیشن اور سلام. وٹ ایور لٹل گڈ ایکشن وی ڈو دے مسٹ بی سنسیئرٹی آف انٹینشن اینڈ وی آل ہیو دیٹ گلٹ ان اس دیٹ وی آر ناٹ پرفیکٹ. There's deficiency in our salah, there's deficiency in our Quran Sharif recitation, in our zikrullah. May Allah guide us to rectify our mistakes. Friday is a very important day in the life of a Muslim, and we all are engaged in some occupation or profession, and on the Friday midday or every day at the time of Zuhr Salah, we leave our busy schedule and come for the Zuhr Salah or the Jummah Salah on a Friday. And in winter, Asr and Maghrib is also very early. We leave everything and come for Salah. May Allah accept our coming. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم الهمنا مراشد امورنا واعصمنا من شرور انفسنا. اما بعد, عن ابي هريره رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول سبعة يظلهم الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله: إمام عادل وشاب نشأ في عبادة الله ورجل قلبه معلق بالمساجد ورجلان تحابا في الله استمع على ذلك وتفرق عليه ورجل دعته امرأة ذات منصب وجمال فقال إني أخاف الله ورجل تصدق بصدقة فأخفاها حتى لا تعلم شماله ما تنفق يمينه ورجل ذكر الله خاليا ففاضت عيناه. رواہ البخاری و مسلم متفق علیہ. Respected elders and brothers, we all came to this world through the command of Allah, and one day we are going to leave this world through the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The date of birth we all know, but the date of death we don't know, but is definitely going to come. Allah sent us into this world. الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. Allah Ta'ala want to see amongst us who does many many good actions. We got the nafs and shaitan, our desires, and shaitan to mislead us and to go towards the disobedience of Allah and to go towards haram. And those that fight the temptations of shaitan and nafs and link themselves to good company, good environment, good friends, Allah has prepared a beautiful Jannah, paradise, for the obedient servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those that disobey Allah and fall to the traps of shaitan and nafs and end up doing major sins, then aliyazu billah, the difficulty will start in the grave on the day of Qiyamah, and they may end up in Jahannam, hellfire, which is very very severe. May Allah protect us. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions on the day of Qiyamah there would be 7 categories of people that will be given the shade of the arsh of Allah, when the sun would be above our heads and people were drowning in the perspirations and the sweat according to the sins that they made. Some sinners, the perspiration would be till the ankles, some till the hips, and some would be actually drowning in the perspiration out of punishment. May Allah protect us. The famous dua we read, Allahumma sabbitna ala al-iman wa amitna ala al-iman wa ashurna yawm al-qiyamati ma'a al-iman wa ashurna yawm al-qiyamati ma'al muttaqina wa ma'al abrar. Allah must keep us of iman, give us the respectful death on iman, resurrect us on the day of qiyamah with perfect iman, and resurrect us on the day of qiyamah with the pious personalities that will be going to Jannah. And the beautiful hadith of Rasulullah SAW, Al-Mar'u ma'a man ahabba, a person will be in Jannah on the day of qiyamah with whom he had loved in this world. We love Allah, we love our beloved Rasulullah SAW, we love all the Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions of Rasulullah SAW, had Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, had Umar radiallahu anhu, had Usman radiallahu anhu, had Ali radiallahu anhu, all the Sahaba that took part in Ghazwa, but the expedition of Badr, the expedition of Uhud, the expedition of Tabuk, and those that were with Rasulullah SAW in the early Meccan period, those that migrated from Mecca to Medina, the Ansar, the early Muslims that migrated from Mecca to Medina known as the Muhajirin, and the Muslims of Medina, Ansar, the helpers, they welcomed the Muhajirin and they welcomed Rasulullah SAW and Nabi SAW's blessed grave in Medina Munawwara by Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah guide us to follow on the authentic teachings of Rasulullah SAW and the footsteps of the pious predecessors of the past and present also. And Allah makes us among those that will be going to Jannah, paradise. Now the seven categories of people that will be going to Jannah, paradise, and be given the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who are these seven people? Number one, Imamun Adilun, a just ruler. Allah Ta'ala made somebody hold an important government position, or you're a judge in a court. Those that are in the Muslim countries, maybe some level of Islamic law could be implemented. But we live in non-Muslim countries. We have to look at what the Quran and Hadith says regarding any dispute that we have. We are living in the world. Sometimes we have marital disputes, sometimes financial disputes among business partners, sometimes financial disputes regarding inheritance, the person that passed away, how the inheritance need to be distributed. And these are shit taught to us in the Quran and the Hadith, and we don't have a choice in the matter. May Allah guide us to be honest in all our monetary dealings. Guide us to be just and fair if we happen to do arbitration, or we are put in a position to give a judgment between two disputing parties. First of all, be humble. Don't ever desire to hold a position to be a judge or to be a leader in an organization where you have to make important decisions for fear of reckoning on the day of Qiyamah. تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين. Jannah is that place for those humble people who don't aspire for positions in this world, because the fear of Allah, if they make a good decision, that good will spread to many people, and if they make an incorrect decision and the wrongs will spread to the people, and the people may end up in Jahannam. May Allah protect us. So be humble. Let other people do arbitration. Let respect our senior ulama and refer the matters to them. I am not a mufti, I don't do arbitration. Allah give me tawfiq of sharing the little Islamic knowledge that I have with everybody. So the first is that a just ruler or person of position that give decision with justice, with no bias and no hatred and malice for anybody. وَشَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ. That youth who spend his youth in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The parents give a good Islamic upbringing to the children. Then inshallah when they grow up, they will obey the commands of Allah and follow the teachings of Rasulullah s.a.w. You plant a seed for a beautiful tree to grow. And when the roots pop up and when the trees start growing, you put a wire mesh around it that it grows straight, it doesn't go crooked. Then with that wire mesh will protect the tree from going crooked and go up straight. Similarly, the teaching of Rasulullah is when the child reaches the age of 7, the parents must teach them how to read Salah, how to recite Quran, send them to the afternoon maktab madrasas or those Islamic schools that teach the Islamic subjects, the Quran, Islamic history, Islamic fiqh, etc. And if the parents are regular with the Salah, the children will also be regular with the Salah, especially the Fajr and the Isha Salah. Is very difficult on the hypocrites and the munafiqeen. We just witnessed the month of Ramzan, we got up for Sehri, and to read Fajr was easy. Throughout the year, we must read our Fajr Salah, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, on its prescribed time, males with Jama'ah and the women folk at home. وَرَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ. The third is that person whose heart is attached to the masjid. It does not mean 24/7 we remain in the masjid. No, when you finish Fajr Salah, you go for your necessities, different types of employments we have. And at your workplace or at home, you see what time is Zuhr now. 12:15, 12:30, you want to start getting wuzu, getting ready for the masjid. And try to be in the masjid azan time. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq of reading all our Salatul Takbir Ula. We can't do any good action without the guidance and help of Allah. And through the help of Allah, tawfiq of Allah, for 40 days we read our Salatul Takbir Ula. Allah make our woman iman sincere and protect us from hypocrisy and nifaq. The fourth quality, وَرْجُلَانِ تَحَابَّ فِي اللَّهِ إِسْتَمَى عَلَى ذَلِكَ وَتَفَرَّقَ عَلَيْهِ. Those two Muslims who have sincere love for one another to do good actions. One is we meet to read our Salatul Jama'ah. We meet to listen to the advices of the senior ulama of the Darul Ulooms. They have the majlis, they have the zikr programs. Fast to make tawbah and istighfar from our mistakes. The Jama'at brothers meet for 3 days, 40 days, 4 months, traveling different towns, cities and countries. To establish the command of Allah and to establish the beautiful sunnah teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَلَا تُزَكُّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Not claim to be pious, Allah knows best who is pious. But sometimes Allah takes deen work from fasik and fajr people also. Sometimes simple Simons, the Jamaat brothers are coming out. They're ordinary businessmen, ordinary laymen, ordinary doing simple work. Plumbers, electricians, etc. But the little knowledge that Allah has given them, they share with people. But we must always have love and respect for the ulama and the imams of our masjids. All the academic discussion, the Quran tafsir, the masail, the fiqh masail regarding our salah, fasting, hajj, zakah, etc. must always contact the ulama and educate ourselves. وذلك تفرعه ورجل دعت امرأة ذات منصب وجمال فقال إني أخاف الله. A person, a pretty woman from a good family, entice him to commit adultery, zina. He says, I fear Allah. We Muslims, we live in non-Muslim countries, and we have some non-Muslim companies have females working with them, and some of the females they dress very badly. It starts off with a lustful glance, sweet conversation, then the dating and flirting take place. Especially if we are married, be faithful to our wife, don't commit zina, don't cheat on our marital partner. And وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّي وَنَهَ النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَعْوَىٰ. Whoever out of the fear of Allah abstain from sin, Jannah, paradise, is our abode. وَرَجُلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ فَأَخْفَىٰ حَتَّى لَا تَعْلَمُ شِمَالُهُ مَا تُنْفِقُ يَمِينُهُ. A person gives charity just sincerely that the left hand does not know what the right hand gave. It's just an example that the right hand and left hand is so close, but you give it ikhlas, niyat, sincerity of intention, and only Allah must know and won our reward in the akhirat. And وَرَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ خَالِيًا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ رواه البخاري ومسلم. A person make the zikr of Allah in privacy or in public, and out of the love of Allah, he tears, and one is out of the fear of our sins being and going to Jahannam, recite Astaghfirullah a few times, and Sayyidul Istighfar also we could read. Recite La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah 100 times every day. Allah will make our face shine like the full moon. Recite Subhanallah bihamdihi Subhanallah al-Azim. Two words beloved to Allah, easy to recite. On the scales of good deeds, on the day of coming, very, very heavy. We recite salawat and durood on Rasulullah sallallahu and in the marketplaces we recite La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa hayyun la yamut biyadihi al-khayr wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. We get 1,000,000 reward. May Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq of practicing on the simple advices, and I sincerely regard every alim, every Muslim better than myself. And may Allah guide us to develop good character and just speak good character with one another.